using carbon dioxide as a smart drug. What's that about? It just sounds so bizarre that carbon dioxide would be a smart drug and would help your brain function. But it's really true. It's a critical aspect of how your brain works. And so if you have Parkinson's disease and a CO2 deficiency, you're going to have more symptoms than you do, or Alzheimer's disease with a CO2 deficiency, than if you didn't have that CO2 deficiency. If you push your CO2 up, what happens to your symptoms? If you push it down, what happens to your symptoms? So in a sense...
So are you pushing up and down CO2 by breathing into a plastic bag?
That's one way. Yeah, I mean, that's the typical way that most people do it. But when you do that, you become depleted of oxygen. So we've also told people that's one way to do it. Another way, you can hold your breath. There's also something called power breathing, where you inhale slowly for 4 seconds, hold your breath for 4 seconds, and then you exhale through pursed lips or vocalization, chanting, singing, for 16 seconds. And that drives the CO2 back into your system again. And since Parkinson's disease and Alzheimer's disease are both associated with a decreased metabolism, you know, your voltage is low, you're not producing as much energy as other people, your CO2 is also going to be low, because your CO2 is your energy. You know, carbon burns with oxygen to make CO2. That power breathing, you know, inhale for 4 seconds, hold your breath for 4 seconds, exhale for 16 seconds through pressure, through your lips or through your vocal cords, that increases your CO2. And you do that for 5 minutes, and your CO2 could be, you know, 50% higher in that short a period of time. People with a tendency towards hiccups or panic attacks, that's often triggered by a CO2 deficiency. And what's the folk cure for hiccups? Is you hold your breath and somebody feeds you a glass of water. You know,
right.
It's like holding your breath drives your CO2 up and it cures the hiccups, you know. And so that it can be quite useful to find out, you know, is this a complicating factor? You know, because the energy systems of the body have all of these support elements that are involved in them. So, for example, blood flow. Your cells cannot burn energy if they can't get the energy, like, you know, glucose or fat through your bloodstream, and oxygen delivered through your bloodstream. Oxygen delivered through your lungs. CO2 carried from the cells back to your lungs. If you can't do that, you're going to build up too much CO2, and that's going to inhibit your metabolism.